What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Orioles trying to regroup after getting swept by the Boston Red Sox in that four-game set at home. Orioles have now lost 7 of 8, Steve, and this has kind of been the type of year that has been for the Orioles, right? I mean, they had a good road trip. They come back home and lay an egg. Just consistency has been a huge issue for this team. Is that something that, and Ryan talked about it earlier, just these guys needing to find ways to win games even when they don't have their best stuff. And I think that's been a problem for them even over the last couple of years when they were making the postseason and were winning 100-plus games. It felt like a couple of times if they're not hitting 5 home runs, they may not win that game. But do you feel like consistency is something? What can you do to even fix that going into next year? Is that something that this front office can help change?
Well, it certainly was a miserable homestand. And I mean, they'd won 3 straight series as this homestand began. And it looked like they were answering your question in the affirmative until they weren't. And so the Astros and the Red Sox rolled them pretty good. They played a whole pile of one run games and they've lost more than they've won in the last 20, 30 games. So like 5 of their last 6 have been one run games. And you're right, Cordell, that it's a one-run game, there's a catch in the outfield, there's a relay throw you didn't make, there's a lead runner you didn't cut down, there's a bunter, there's a runner you didn't advance on the bases that could have made the difference. Mm-hmm. So moving forward, they really do have to take care of that. And you couple that with the inconsistency of some of the young guys on offense, and you get an offense that's been in the bottom third this year where it was in the top third the last 2.
Yeah, certainly been a lot of struggles for these guys, maybe in their second year, been on the team for a little bit, or maybe just trying to build off of last season. But Steve, one guy that I know you were excited to see, and he's new to the team, and he's been hitting the ground running, and he's played some tremendous baseball so far, Dylan Beavers. We're seeing the Beav show on display. And I just want your assessment, because what I'm seeing from Dylan is a guy that looks like he belongs in the big leagues, and he's taken some great at-bats. I would say you can argue he's been one of the Orioles' most consistent offensive players outside of a guy like Jeremiah Jackson over the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, I've known him for many years, obviously, and had many, many interviews with him. I sat with him at Bowie several times in recent years. And what I found is a cerebral player. I would leave an interview with Dylan Beavers to go, man, that's a smart player. And he really gets the process of getting better as a player. He is the living, breathing example of the Oriole minor league mantra, process over results. And it led to the results he's now getting. Last year, he didn't have these stats. And he told me when the season ended in 24, Anthony Villa, minor league player development director, Sherman Johnson, who's now a coach on the Orioles major league staff, in addition to being their upper level hitting coordinator, came to him and said, there's a couple things you can clean up. And Beavers agreed with them. And he got quieter in his stance. He did some exercises and some weight room work, which he told gave him better body control in the box. And as he put it, last year, if I could cover the pitch I was looking for, but not all of them. This year, I'm covering all pitches. He's ready to hit the fastball. He can adjust to off speed. He's very quiet in the box. He's got that short stroke, which his swing has always been a little different. And he said, it's my swing, so why should it look like everybody else's? And so he's just a real cerebral guy who's taken talent, smarts, and work ethic to lead to today.
It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. We're talking to Steve Molesky, who joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Steve, we got to see Kyle Bradish make his 2025 season debut the other night. I mean, he comes out 10 strikeouts, no walks. And they end up losing that game, but of no fault of his. He literally got no run support in that game. But what did you think of Kyle Bradish in his debut?
You know, Cordell, I saw his first two rehabs in Aberdeen and Bowie, and he was back then, I could tell, but you still need to see him face major league hitters. What's that going to look like? And that looked pretty good the other night, too. So, you know, the velocity was great out of the box. It didn't hold through, but it'll hold more as he builds up innings and time. And, I mean, the Orioles are just dreaming on him and Rogers leading that thing next year. And if they can get a third, you know, trader, free agent, and then you can say we got maybe have a formidable rotation that can make the playoffs. So they've got a good start on it with those two. Maybe next year they'll make the 60 starts that they were hoping to get out of Eflin and Grayson that they didn't this year.
Hey, real quick then, Steve, which we know the Orioles are going to have to make some decisions with, you know, who do they go get, who do they trade, or maybe who do they extend? I'm going to emphasize the extend part because the last time we talked, it was before the Sambasayo extension. Who would you like to see extended next, and who do you then think could be? You know, if it's the same person, great, but I'm really curious on what you think the Orioles could do next because David Rubenstein even hinted at that.
I know. I the fan in me, with no inside knowledge whatsoever of this, would love to see them drop a bombshell and get Gunner. I know that's going to start with a 5, maybe even a 6, but if they have, you know, they say they can do it. They're not limited, and so that would really send a message to Birdland that we're serious about this. And I think it would send a message to the clubhouse. And I think Gunner would actually be open to it. I mean, people say Boris, no way, no way. But this is the guy way with this guy. He'd listen, I think, and you might be able to do it. So I'd love to see that be a big winner splash. Obviously that eats a big part of your payroll, but it's Gunner freaking Henderson. And look at how well the guy's playing. He's playing the heck out of shortstop right now. He looks like he's Gold Glove caliber there. And he's just going to have a big year in 26.
Steve, great stuff, man. Really appreciate your time this afternoon. How can people follow you and keep up with your work as well?
Check me out on Substack, Steve on baseball. Substack.com. Today I have a big feature on Esteban Mejia, who's with the Delmarva Shorebirds, the kid who came out of nowhere to get into the top 100, pitching prospects. I've written a lot about Dylan Beavers, what we just talked about recently. Mike Bordick is my guest on the podcast this week. We had a great chat with Bordy, who, of course, you guys hear on The Fan all the time. And so a lot going on there. Steve on baseball.substack.com.
Steve, appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, guys. See ya.
Coming up next on the program, Kyle Hamilton got an extension the other day, making him the highest paid safety in NFL history. We'll look back at that and talk about who else could be in line for an extension from the Ravens. That's next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.